is a din of the naval others. It says, Ki Natsu Anoshim Nokfu Isha Hara, people are fighting with each other. And even if only accidentally, they shoved a pregnant woman and she lost the baby, so the Torah has a din that they have to pay the naval others. So the Chumash says, the only time the one is responsible, for shoving her, for causing her to lose the baby, has to pay the naval others. So the Torah says, the only time you have to pay is in Lo Yiyosim, if the woman doesn't die. But in Masin Yiyah, if the woman dies, then when a Satan Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, then there's a Chiv Nisim. So that's a Machloikis Hatanoim, whether you take that literally, because it's a case of, obviously it's a case of Niskav L'Hargaz Ava Hargaz. I'm fighting Reuben, he's fighting with Shimon, he's prepared to kill Shimon, he's not interested in killing this Ishahar. That was accidental. So let's say they gave Hasrua, don't shove Reuben, you may kill Reuben. And he doesn't care, he shoves Reuben, he gives him such a zetz that Reuben falls on the floor and he calls. You take that literally because it's a case of, obviously it's a case of Niskav L'Hargaz Ava Hargaz. I'm fighting Reuben, he's fighting with Shimon, he's prepared to kill Shimon, he's not interested in killing this Ishahar. That was accidental. So let's say they gave Hasrua, don't shove Reuben, you may kill Reuben. And he doesn't care, he shoves Reuben, he gives him such a zetz that Reuben falls on the floor and he causes the woman to get hurt. So that's the Gemara calls that, and said, later in Sanhedrin, that's called Miskav Maharagazet or Haragazet. So that's a Machloikis Satanayim, whether you chayv Nisus. So sometimes I'm understanding the Posse Kipshuto. The Mosin Yir, when a Satan Nevesh Tachas Nevesh Kipshuto, that is a chayv Nisus. But even if you hold that Miskav Maharagazet or Haragazet is Potter, not chayv Nisus, but the Posse says, when a Satan Nevesh Tachas Nevesh, it means that you say, Kom Labi Dirab Mine. The Pasuk says, Im lo yiyosim, onish yonish. If the woman doesn't get killed, then you have to pay the Dmei V'lodis. If the woman does get killed, then you don't pay any Dmei V'lodis. Whether or not you get the, even if Lamaisa, you don't get a Chiv Nisim. That's already, Arayin Garechem, that's what the Gemara calls the Tana de Bechiskia. The Gemara says that everybody, all the Tanaim hold from Tana de Bechiskia. Tana de Bechiskia is the din. Chayde Nisim Shegigim. Let's say if I burn down, the Mishnah in Baba Kama says, I burn down your barn on Shabbos, serve Gedisha Shel Chaver b'Shabbos is Potem Malishalim, even though an Orem HaMazik should have to pay, it's Potem Malishalim, because M'tein Shem is Chai B'Nafsh, I'm Chai Nisa for Havara, Havara b'Shabbos is a Malachas, I'm Chai Nisa, and in Mela, I'm Potem from Tashlim. What if he does the Havara, he burns down the bomb as Manazeh, so nobody's getting any Oynash Misa. There's no Oynash Misa, there's no Sanhedrin today, there's no Hasroa, there's no Eidim, let's say it's B'Shoygei. So the Gemara quotes the Brisa of Tom, the Rechizki and Chizki's Yeshiva, used to say, learns out from a Pasuk, that even Chayim Misa Shegigim, even though the Maisit is no Chiyav Misa, he still say, Kom Levi Derab Minei. So it's part of the Tom, the Rechizki, is Shtei Shem Nechumash, that it says, he's Niskavim Laharag, he's Eva Harag, he's Kinotzu Anoshim, Reuben is trying to kill Shimon. And then we know, Isha Harab, and Masin Yiyah, she got killed. So even though we Paskin, the Raman Paskin, I don't know how we Paskin, the Raman Paskin is like Reb Shimon later, that Niskavim L'Haragazeh V'Haragazeh is not Chayiv Misa, but still the Pasuk says that that's Kom Levi Derab Minei. So that's one form of Kom Levi Derab Minei, one form of Tana V'Chizki. Even though L'Maisa, the one who killed the Isha doesn't get the Onish Misa, he still applied the Klal of Kom Levi Derab Minei. Kom Levi Derab Minei means that since you're Chayiv Misa, or theoretically you should have been Chayiv Misa, so you don't have to pay the Chiyiv Mamon. So that din of Kom Levi Derab Minei, does it only apply if the mamon that you're paying is a chiyav mamon? All the tashlumi mamon, we must have discussed already tashlumi. In the first daf we must have discussed. When you pay money to other people, the chiyuvi mamon are divided into three different categories. In Parashas Mishpatim. Sometimes it's mamon, and sometimes it's knas, and sometimes it's kapara. Let's say a ganav steals from somebody else. So the keren, I stole a behemoth that's worth $100 in tovachu mamon. So I have to pay Karen, I have to pay back $100 as mamish mamon. I was mafsid him $100 by Stephen's behemoth. So I have to give him back $100. If I shech the behemoth, so not only do I have to pay back the $100, I have to pay dalad behemoth. So the additional kefal dalad behemoth, the additional amounts that I pay over and above the basic $100, that's called knas. That's not called mamon. And the halacha says that body with knas is pot, that's a difference for halacha. And then the Pasuk says that if a Shor HaMu'ad kills an Adam, if Shor HaMu'ad kills an Adam, so it says, in Koifa Yusha Sova, ben Asim Pidyan Afshi, Kecholo She Yusha Sova. So the Bala Ashor has to pay Koifa to the Yorshim of the Horuk. The man who was killed, let's say he left children, or he left a father, he loved brothers, whatever the case happens to be. So whoever is the closest Yerush, who would Yarshin, whatever Nechasim the Horuk had, so that Yerush is entitled to get the Koifer. So the Imam Baba Kama says that we hold the Bipaskin that Kufra is Kapara. The payment of Koifer is not considered Knas. It's not considered Knas, that's a Mishnah in Elunairis. It says if a man is murdered, let's say, Mashura Mud kills an Evet Knaini. So the Chumash says that you pay a fixed amount of money, you pay Shloshim Shalevet, whether the Evet is worth $1 million or the Evet is worth a nickel, it doesn't make a difference, you pay a fixed amount Shloshim Shalevet. So Shloshim Shalevet, a fixed amount, so that we know is a Knas. A Knas Eistah doesn't really correspond, he's not paying for the Hefsid. If it doesn't make a difference whether the Evet is worth $1 million, the Evet is worth a nickel, you always pay Shloshim Shalevet. Yoisim Mashizit, Pochus Mashizit, that's a Knas. So the Mishnah says in Ksubis, in the end of Elunairis, let's say a man comes to Bez and he's moida that his sharamuah, nobody knows, he's moida his sharamuah killed an Evet Knaini, and he wants to pay the Shloshim Shalevet. So the Mishnah says Potter, because that's moida b'knas is Potter. But what if he comes and he's moida that his sharamuah killed a Ben Choyrin? So you don't pay Shloshim Shalevet, you rather pay Kofar. So then the Mishnah says that you do pay. Adam Shalom Kofar al Piyatzma. So you see from the Mishnah that Kofar is not a Knas. It's something other than a knas. So other than a knas, it doesn't necessarily mean it's not either knas or moment, it's not day or night, there's a bein hashmashos also. So it's over here, it's not that it's either moment or knas, there's a third category, there's kapara. So that's a pilpul and bava kama. The Gemara has a shayin and bava kama, dachnam gimel, whether kufra mamayno or kufra kapara. And the Gemara comes to the conclusion that kufra, paying of kofar, is kapara. What's the difference? So we discussed when we learned daf gimel, daf beis, the Tosfos has 6, 7, 8 naf kaminis la'alocha because of the fact that it's a kapara. So the Chumash has the din that you pay, so there are three kinds of tashlumim mamon. There's mamon, there's knas, and there's kapara. So when you say kom levi de rabmine, kom levi de rabmine cancels what kind of a chiyuv? What kind of a chiyuv does it cancel? So Tosfos claims one of the 7 nafkaminas between kapara and everything else is that kam levi derabmane will not cancel it. A chiyuv that's mitam kapara will not be cancelled mitam kam levi derabmane. And Tosfos claims they have a raya. Other rishonim digs up with their raya, but that's the Tosfos claims they have a raya. The original pasuk in the Chumash, where it has kam levi derabmane, talks about paying the mevelodis. So what is the mevelodis? The mevelodis is not a kapara. The Gemara never discusses it, whether paying the Mevel Lotus is an Indian of Kapara like Koifer, or it's an Indian of Momin, or is it an Indian of Knas? It's very unclear what's the nature of the din of paying the Mevel Lotus. But on Kapara, the Gemara has a machlokes in Ksubis. What's the din of Kom Levi Derabmine when you have a Chiyuv Misa, or a theoretical Chiyuv Misa, and it cancels the Chiyuv Momin? Does that only apply when the Momin is Momin? What about if the Momin is Knas? Do you still say Kam Levi Derabmine or not? So the Gemara says Rab Meir holds Asvara. The Gemara suggests maybe Rab Meir distinguishes between Mamon and Knas. But Halacha L'maisa, we don't make a difference. The Mishnah says Eilun Arish Yeshlam Knas. Habu Al Achoy says Yeshlam Knas, but Habu Al Bito is Kam Levi Derabmine Ein Lo Knas. So you see the Stam Mishnah holds that Kam Levi Derabmine Patas from Mamon and Patas from Knas. The Shaila that Taisus raised was whether Patas from Kapora or not. Was it Pata Kapora? But a Pata is both Momin and a Pata is Knas. So in this parsha that it says in Mishpatim, the original Mokar of Kam Levi Derabmane is by the Mevelodis. So from the fact that it doesn't appear that Mevelodis is a Yotze Min HaKlal, sounds like that's one of the Makaras of the Klal. That's one of the sources. The Gemara doesn't say it's an exception to the rule. That's one Mokar, then the Gemara in Ksubis has another Mokar. One shows a Kedei Rishos, a Mishim Rishach, a Satan Chayv, a Yatam Chayv, a Mishim Shtei Rishis. You have two Makaras for the Din. More explaining what he need to Makaris, if it's the same din, so obviously it's an additional din. But the original mark of Kam Levi Derabmane is this week's set. So if Tosfos claims that Kam Levi Derabmane doesn't apply to Kapara, so it wouldn't apply to Kofar, because Kofar is Kapara, but it does apply to the Mevel Lotus. Obviously the Mevel Lotus is not a Kapara. It's just you can't tell whether it's a Momen or a Knas. Kam Levi Derabmane applies equally whether it's a Momen or a Knas. Here the Gemara has the Gemara is talking about details of the din of Kam Levi Derabmane. Amar Rav Yosef, right in the middle of Tesam and Beis, a detail within the din. The case is a little complicated. You have to hold cup. Hevi haba leidim shezinsa. The husband brings witnesses who testify that the wife was mezana during Erisin, let's say. So what are they out? What are they angling to do? If it turns out that it's true, not angling. Who says they're angling? They're just telling off a story that the wife was mezana. So she's going to get an oinish misa, and eishes isha zimsa gets misa, plus she loses her ksuba, because she makes it, she ruined the marriage. The fact that the woman is mezana, she becomes a seita asura baila, so they have to get divorced. The husband is unable to continue living with his wife, and whenever the wife is at fault for ruining the marriage, the wife burns the food, and the wife doesn't want to go to mikveh, and she doesn't want to have any children, and she curses the shvigar, things like that. Whenever the Mishnah says in ksuba tafayin vei, she doesn't want to cover her hair. Whenever the wife is at fault for destroying the marriage, so then Allah says that she loses the ksuba. Whenever she's not at fault, so then whether the husband is at fault or not at fault, let's say nobody's fault, there's no one's fault that they have to get divorced. Let's say she was an Ashes Kohen and she was Nensa. It's not her fault, not his fault. What is his fault that he's a Kohen? His father was a Kohen. Well, Hotnish Temporary, he's a Kohen. So if the Ashes Kohen is Nensa, so it's not the wife's fault that she has to get divorced. She just became a Zaina, Asura Labal. And Ashes Kohen Nensa is a Zaina. So it's not her fault, not the husband's fault. But that's the halacha. Whenever the marriage is broken up, the husband has to pay the ksuba, unless it's determined that it's the wife's fault. See, if the wife is mezana, obviously it's her fault that she's ruining the marriage. So let's say the witnesses come and testify, shezinsa. So they're going to accomplish two things. They'll give the isha misa, and also the woman will lose the ksuba as well. Let's say there was no hasra, so she's not going to get the misa, so then she loses the ksuba. So then the hevi ho'avedim hizimim le'edi habal. If another katedim come and their ma'azim le'edi habal comes out that they were giving edi sheker, so you have to punish them as hizim le'kasha zamam. So they were angling to do, there's a double kasha zamam. They wanted to be master of the ksuba, and they wanted to give her an einish misa. So the halach is, they come live with the rabbinate. The edi habal only get misa, they mishal min mamim. Why is they mishal min mamim? Because that's the din of come live with the rabbinate. The simple din of come live with the rabbinate. In other words, come live with the rabbinate even applies to the punishment of kasha zama. Maybe one might think for some reason or another that kamla with the rabbinate shouldn't apply to the oinish of kasha zama. So the Rav Yosef says that it does apply. Why would one want to think like that? That kasha zama shouldn't apply to kamla? I'll soon say in a minute. That's pshat in the next gemara. Then the gemara, the second half of Rav Yosef's did. What if chaza behavi habale the mizimu liyedi ho'av? This is Chad Gadyo. The Baal brought the Eidim who testified that the wife was mezana. The father wants to protect his daughter's reputation, his own reputation, the family's reputation. So he brings two witnesses who say, Imanu Hayisem, that the Eidi ha Baal aligned. And then later on, another two witnesses come, Chos Ve'Eidi ha Baal Eidim, Hizimum Ve'Eidi ha'av. The third pair of witnesses come, and then Mazim, the second pair, who in turn were Mazim, the first pair. So the third pair are believed, the second pair are lying, and the first pair are believed again. So the woman is chayv misa, and the woman is going to lose the ksuba. And the second kat, who were mazin falsely, the first kat, what were they angling? What were they trying to do? What were they trying to pull off? So they were trying to give an einish misa to the first kat tatum, because the first kat tatum would have accomplished to give an einish misa to the isha. Now the Maisa they will. After the third cut comes, Mazim, the second cut, so the first cut is accepted again. The first cut stands Ayman Amakayman. So the first cut will accomplish that the Isha will get Misa. So Kolzman, the third cut didn't come. The second pair of witnesses were Mazim, the first cut. So it looks like they were the first pair of Adam were telling a lie. They were trying to give the woman an Oynish Misa improperly. So they get an Oynish Misa. So once you're mazin nahama, once the third pair is mazin the second pair of witnesses, so what was the second pair trying to do? So they were trying to give an oinish misa to the first pair. They said falsely that the first pair were edim zaymimim. So they were trying to give an oinish misa to the first pair. And also they were trying to be mafsid the husband, the onsho osameh kesef. If the Eidei Ha'av are Mazim, the Eidei Habal say, Ishti Zinsa. The second pair of witnesses brought by the father, not brought by the father, doesn't matter who they come. The second pair of witnesses come and they're Mazim, the first pair. So the husband gets the three-part Oinish, he gets Malkus, V'Yisroosov, V'Yonshos Me'akesef, V'Loisili Yisham. He has three parts to the punishment. So now that the third pair was Mazim, the second pair, so the second pair was trying to do all kinds of punishments over here. So they were trying to do v'loisei li'isha, that the husband is stuck with his wife. So, and Beloisei Elisha is not shy to say, what are you going to say? That the second pair of witnesses are stuck with their wife, that they can't divorce their wife if they want to. It's not shy. There's no din of Basisim like Hashizam al-Askhilachim on Beloisei Elisha. Fine. But what about the moment they were trying to be mafsid the husband Meir Kesef? So let the second pair pay the Meir Kesef to the husband. They were trying to give an Oinash Misa to the first pair of witnesses. So let's give them an Oinash Misa. Aye, so what's going to be with the Kamblei B'dirab Mineh? So that's Rav Yosef's second din. In this case, he don't apply Kamblei B'dirab Mineh. Edei Ha'av, the third pair was Mazim, the second pair, which in turn was Mazim the first. So the second pair, on the Harogim Umisham in Mamim. The din of Kamblei B'dirab Mineh does not apply because it's an exception to the rule. Because it's Mamon Lazer and Nefashos Lazer. They were trying to administer an Oinash Misa to the first pair of witnesses. They're trying to be Mapsid Mamon to the husband to make him pay Meir Kesef. So since the Mamon and the Misa are two unrelated people, so Kamblei B'dirab Mineh does not apply. So Tesis asked the Kasha, the little Tesis asked the Kasha, this is contradicted by the Gemara and Baba Kama. The Gemara says, if I burn down a barn, so I'm chayif to pay mitam moram amazik. I serve gedisha shal chaver is chayif mitam moram amazik. And it happens that a person was tied up, an eved k'naini, the Gemara has an eved k'naini, it doesn't matter. Someone was tied up to the barn and he wasn't able to escape. He couldn't run away. And because I made a fire, I knew the eved k'naini was there. Because I made a fire, this caused the death of the eved or the ben choron, whoever it happens to be who was there. So I'm chayif misa for burning to death the eved. I should have been chayif moment for burning down the barn. So the Gemara says that you do say, Baba Kama Gav Chav Beis. The Gemara says that you do say, Kom Leib Dirab Mineh. So the Gemara says, My Kamash Malon, even though it's Gedi Dechad, Avda Dechad, even though the Eved belongs to one person, the Eved K'naini who got burned to death belongs to one person. And the Gedi, or the whole Godish, that got burnt down the whole Hefsid Mammon belongs to a different person. So maybe I will think that there's no Kom Leib Dirab Mineh if it's Mammon, Lezen Afashis Lezeh. I should not apply Kamblei B'dirab Mineh. So Kamash Malon, the Gemara says in Baba Kama, I still say Kamblei B'dirab Mineh. So that's Tosis Kasha. Doesn't it contradict Rav Yosef and Ardav? You can say if you want that it's a Machloikas Amoraim. There's one opinion in Tosis. Machloikas, Tosis in Ksubis, and the third parak elaborates on that. Maybe it's a Machloikas Asugis. This is Rav Yosef speaking there. It's a different Amor. Maybe it's Daka Machloikas Amoraim. That's one Mahal. But the main thrust of the Balei HaTosis is that there's no Machloikas. There's one opinion in Tosis. Rashi suggests like that in Eilanaz. But Tosis there in Baba Kama, Dav Chav Beis, Tosis writes, Mefurish Memokamacha. If you look there in Baba Kama, they explain. So Tosis there quotes the two famous shittas, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rivo. So the Rabbeinu Tam is quoted more by Riches over here in the Chidush Aran, Anardav. So Rabbeinu Tam says, when Ar Gemara says that Momon Lozeh and Nefoshes Lozeh, you don't apply Kamlei with the Rabbinei, It's not really to be taken literally. It means only in Kasha Zaman. You don't apply Kamblei B'dirab Mineh to Kasha Zaman. Why not? Like we said before, what was the Chiddush? The first din of Rav Yosef was, Amar Rav Yosef, Hevi Haba Leidim Shezinsa. The husband brings witnesses that the wife was Mizan, and then the Hevi Haba Leidim Hezim Leidim Haba. So the first Chiddush of Rav Yosef was Edi Habam Neirogim Eim Shalmi Mamad, that you apply, he discovered America, you apply Kamblei B'dirab Mineh even to Kasha Zama. What's the Chiddush? Well, there's a pasuk in today's Seder, Parshas HaShavua. Masan Yiv, and Asatam Nevesh Tachas Nevesh. Lo Yosam, Onish Yonish Kasha Yosu Sala Balu Isham, and Asam Aflilam. That there's a Chiv to Mevelotis to pay. Masan Yiv, there's no Chiv Mevelotis. There's a pasuk in Chumash, there's a din of Kasha. There's a principle of Kamblei B'dirab Mineh. So what is the first word? What's the first half of Rav Yosef? Just to warm you up for the second din. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, no, the first half of Rav Yosef is to tell you the din that Kamblei B'dirab Mineh even applies to Kasha Zama. Why is that a Chiddush? Oh, so he says, Shereim Ola Chiddush. Because the second half of Rav Yosef tells you that sometimes it does apply, sometimes it doesn't apply. What's the issue? So the Chiddush Aran explains the Rabbeinu Tam. The Tosfos Bava Kama just quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, doesn't even add any hasbara. Chiddush Aran adds on a line, a little bit of hasbara. He still leaves out a little bit. He adds on the following. He says that we have a din of Eidu She'iyati Yochel Azim. We discussed that, I think, last week, 2 weeks ago. There is a din. If Eidim come to testify on a certain case, and if... Uh, and And if we'll be mazim them, let's say they want to give somebody an oinish misa, they want to be mafsid somebody woman. And the case is such that even if we'll be mazim them, we will not be able to give them asisim la kashazam lasloch. So the Gemara says we cannot accept their testimony in the first place. We cannot give an oinish misa based on these witnesses, because if it's Eidu Shiyat Yochel Azim, you can't give an Oynish Malkus, you cannot make a Chiyuv Tashlumin. Whenever you have Edom that if you'll be Mazim then, you can't give them the punishment Kasher Zamam, so then you can't accept their testimony in the first place. So the Rabbi Natam learns that that's the second half of what Rabbi Yosef is saying over here. Let's say a pair of Edom came and they're testifying, they tell a story, and this story comes out 10 Toitzos. Misa and Malkus and Momin and Knas and a whole Hefsek Ksuba, a whole panorama of results come out. So if you're going to say, Kash, if you're going to tell me that even if you'll be Mazim then, there's going to be a din of Kamlev with the Rabbani, and I can give the whole Kash Zamam, so how can you accept their testimony in the first place with respect to all of the five Nafkaminas? So that's the first word that Rabbi Yosef says. No, that even though that Kom Levi the Rabbani does apply to the Chiyuv Kasher Zama, and you can't ask a Kasher, how can the Edom be good in the first place? So if the Edom come and they say that the Eishes Ish Zinsa, and trying to bring about two Nafkaminas, number one, the Eishes Ish should get an Oynish Misa, number two, she should forfeit the Ksuba, she should lose the Ksuba, so you can't ask a Kasher, well, even if you'll be Mazim, then you'll only give them the Oynish Misa, and you won't make them pay the Hefsek Ksuba, so how can you believe them regarding the Hefsek Ksuba in the first place? Let it be Edu Shiat Yochel Azim. Does an Ishkin Kasha, apparently. Does an Ishkin Kasha. Why not? The Gemara doesn't explain why not. But sometimes it will be a problem. If it's going to be Mamon Lozeh, Nefoshes Lozeh, then it'll be a problem by Yedim Zemimim. Not in Baba Kama, not in any other case. There's so many people, Achayiv Misa, Harigas HaNefesh, and Mechal Shabbos, and there's so many other people, Abu Alesh Yisish, so many people, Ibn Abed Azor, so many people, Achayiv Misa, there's never an issue, you never raise an issue of how can you say Kamlev with the Rabbinei? Maybe you shouldn't say Kamlev with the Rabbinei if the moment goes to one and the Misa goes to another one. The only time that's a problem is in the case of Edom Zemim. What's the beer in the Shitas Rabbi Natam? So this, the Chiddush Aran just adds on, the Rabbi Natam holds that you can't apply Kamlev with the Rabbinei to Kasha Zamam, because then it's going to be an Eidu Shiyat Yochel Azim. The Torah says you can't accept witnesses. So Behechreach, you have to say that Kamlev with the Rabbinei doesn't apply to Kasha Zamam. So why does it apply if it's all to the same person? If it's Mammon and Nefash is to the same person, that's the first half of Rav Yosef. Then he says Kamlev with the Rabbinei does apply. So Mestami, you have to add on a little bit. Perhaps you have to add on the following. There is a discussion. The Ketzayis HaChoshen has a little bit of this discussion, quotes in Yamshar Shloima and Hilchas Eidus. The Ketzayis has this. When you have a case of Kamlev with the Rabbi Minei, so let's say you give the person an Oynish Misa. There are two kinds of Kamlev with the Rabbi Minei. One is where the person actually gets the Oynish Misa, so then he's part of him paying the moment. And the other case is where theoretically you should have gotten an Oynish Misa, even if it's, let's say, Chayvi Misa Sheikikim, or Chayvi Misa Bizman Azeh, or Bali Hasro, or Bali Yedin, any case, Niskavala Haragazeva, Haragazeva, any case where the Maisa, there's no Einish Misa, I still apply Kamla with the Rabbani, and that's what we call generally the Brice of Tonad Bechiski. You still say Kamla with the Rabbani. So the Din of Tonad Bechiski says that you put them from paying the money. Even though the Maisa, you're not getting the Einish Misa, you put them from paying the money. What if it's not such a case of Kamla with the Rabbani, where you're not getting the Einish Misa? What if it's a case, well, he does get the Einish Misa. Rare. So the Mishnah says in Makkos, it was very rare that anybody that does never administered an Einish Misa. But let's say you have one of those rare instances, the whole case of Kamlev with the Rabbani is rare. So let's say you have a case where a person actually is getting the Einish Misa and he's potter from paying the mamon. Maybe the vort is not that he's potter from paying the mamon. Was haste. When they kill me, let's say I'm the one, they give me an Einish Misa. So when they give me the Einish Misa, I lose all of my money. You can't take it with you. When they give you the Einish Misa, so it's considered as if they took away all of your money. You can't say it's considered as if they gave all the money to him. They took away all of my money. My money goes to my Yorshim, but I don't take the money with me. So maybe you can say that when they actually give you the Poel Mamash, if they're actually giving you the Einish Misa, the Ketzos raises such a svar. If of the Bei HaChomer, if they gave him the Einish HaChomer of Misa, maybe it's considered as if they collected all the money from him also. So maybe that's the word that Rav Yosef is saying. In principle, let's go with the Rabbi in a Tamshit. In principle, Kamblei with the Rabbi Minei applies to Momen and to Knas. Maybe even applies to Kapara. Taisa says it doesn't apply to Kapara. The other Rishonim, maybe they wouldn't agree. The Rash Mishans, we were discussing a couple of weeks, the Rash Mishans wasn't so convinced about everything that Taisa said about Kapara. Kapara is so different from Momen, it's so different from Knas. He wasn't so convinced of all of the points of Taisa. So maybe Kamblei with the Rabbi Minei even applies to all three. But at least applies to two. Kamblei with the Rabbi Minei applies to Momen and applies to Knas. But there's one exception to the rule where Kamblei with the Rabbi Minei can't apply. That's Kasha Zamam. If you're going to tell me, in a case of Kasha Zamam, Kamblei with the Rabbi Minei, so how can you accept the testimony in the first place? It's going to be an Eidah, Shiyat the Ochel Azino. But if it's a case where Lamaisa, they're going to give him the Yonish Misa, it's Neharogim, the Poyal Mamish, not Stam, is a Tom Lebechiski case. It's a case where Bepoel Mamish were actually going to give him the Yoinish Misa, then the Harogim, they Meshalmin Momen. Then I can apply Kamblei with the Rabbi Minei even to Kasha Zamam. Why? Because it's considered as if they did pay. That does haste Eda Shati Ochel Azimo. If they actually, the Edim Zemimim actually get the Yoinish Misa, so it's considered as if we took away the money from them also. So it's considered as if they did pay. That's called an Eda Shati Ochel Azimo. Maybe that's the pshat in Rabbi Natan. He doesn't explain the first half as opposed to the second half of Rabbi Yosef. It just says that our Gemara, the din of Rabbi Yosef and our Gemara is restricted only to the case of Kasha Zama. That's all Tosfos quotes in Bava Kamma. And the Ran on our daf adds on one line that if not, then the Eidos in the first place wouldn't be acceptable because it would be an Eidos She'iyat Yochel Azim. That's Rabbi Natan. It's an unusual pshat. Tosfos there in Bava Kamma quotes the Rabbi Natan, and then he quotes another beer, the Rivo, or the Ritzvo, Noha Bala Tosfos. Different places they quote the name differently. The Rivo, the Ritzvo. So Tosfos in Ksuvos also quotes it Neila Nam. So they quote another fascinating pshat. They say, let's take the Mishnah in Bava Kamma. Asarev Gedisha Shal Chaveiro B'Shabbos. I burned down somebody else's barn on Shabbos. So the Mishnah gives the example. If I burn down somebody else's barn on Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur there's no chiyuv misa, there's only a chiyuv tashlume, there's only a chiyuv kares, there's only kares. So kares doesn't pata from moment. The Gemara says, Rabbi Chudni Marakona, Hayoyis is Yom Kippurim Kishabbos, those that kares also patas from moment. We don't pass like the Tanya, Rabbi Chudni Marakona. So kares doesn't pata, but Asarv Kedisha Shalchaber Bishabbos, since it's a chiyuv misa, so the chiyuv misa patas from the chiyuv momen, and you do apply kamblei with the Rabbi. So Tosfos says, points out there in Bava Kamma, why don't you consider that momen lazeh and the fashis lazeh? How come nobody brings up an issue? Is chiyuv misa for the chilul Shabbos and is chiyuv momen for burning down Pliny's barn? So Tosfos says, no. What has it got to do? Tosfos says, every chiyuv misa is misa l'shamayim. Abu alei shesish is misa l'shamayim. And Avodah Zara is misa l'shamayim. Chilul Shabbos is misa l'shamayim. All of the anshei misa l'shamayim. So the whole topic of mamon lazeh, that half of the story, we understand, what does it mean? What does the terminology mean? Unefashis lazeh. What do you mean, yichayim nefashis to somebody? So the Rivo and Tosfos says there are only two cases from Kol HaTarakula, from all the chiyuvim misa, there are only two cases that you can consider misa lazeh. The one case is Rotzeach, and the second case is Eidim Zemim. A Rotzeach, the Halacha says that the Goel Adam is the closest Yorish, the closest Korev to the Horeb. The Goel Adam has the mitzvah b'yad Goel Adam l'arigas ha-Rotzeach. The mitzvah b'yad Goel Adam is not only applies in the case of Harig B'Shege, it applies in the case of Harig Mezid also. Usually the din is that whenever a person did an aver, so the din is Yad Ha'edim Tiyah Bobar Ishayna. But Yad Kolom Bachrayna. It's a mitzvah Yad Ha'edim. But the Gemara has it. The Psukim have, there are a few exceptions to the rule. So one exception to the rule is Horeg. Shteg Deferish and Chumash. That Horeg is Chaveroi. It's a mitzvah Yad Goel Adam Lohargo. There's a Rashi later in the Mems. Where Rashi writes about the Goel Adam. So Rashi writes, if he killed in Perek Nigmadin. So there's a Rashi where Rashi writes, if the Horeg killed B'Shogig, then there's a mitzvah B'yad Goel Adam. So there's a Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvah, says Masik on the Rashi. There's a Gemara about Nikto Yad Ha'edim on Daf Mem Hamid Beis. So Rashi writes on Mem Hemebe, he said, the din of Goel Adam only applies to Harik B'Shoigig, implying it doesn't apply to Harik B'Mezid. So Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs quotes the Rashi and he says, it's against the Pasuk in Chumash. He says, the Pasuk says Beferish in the end of Chumash Bamidbar, Maseh. Says Beferish, says, the din of Goel Adam, Bein Baharik B'Shoigig, Bein Baharik B'Mezid. It's an exception to the rule of the din of Yad Ha'edim Tiyat Bobar Hashem. Another exception to the rule, just down for Yidi, another exception to the rule is Mesis. It says, Yotcha tiyeh bo b'rishon, it's a mitzvah b'yad ha-nisas, la-roig es ha-mesis. The din of yad ha-edim tiyeh bo b'rishon, it doesn't apply. It's a pasuk in the Chumash. No, you don't need any. The Rambam happens to point it out, but you don't need a Rambam. It's a pasuk in the Chumash. The Gemara never points it out, just the Rambam quotes it from the Chumash. And the third case is also a Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Tzadik, the Bashar Anisko, Shor Shaharvis Odom, so the Gemara says there is no din of Yad Ha'edim Tiyeh Bo B'Rishayna. The din is that the Baal HaShor has the mitzvah to kill a shor. If I'm the owner of the shor, it's my mitzvah. The mitzvah is Metelos Alai that I should kill a shor. And if anybody else comes and they rush in and they kill my shor, so they have to pay the penalty of Azara Zehuvim because they stole the mitzvah from me. The mitzvah, like if I shecht Misha Shochet V'chase. The Gemara says in Chulan Daf Peizan, the one who does, who has the mitzvah to do Kisi Adam? Whenever you shecht a chai v'yoyif, so there's a mitzvah to do kisei adam. Behemoth doesn't need kisei adam, but chai v'yoyif is a mitzvah kisei adam. So the Gemara learns out from the pasuk, the one who did the shechita, he has the schus to do the kisei adam. If he's mechabit someone else, the other one will do the mitzvah. The other person can also fulfill the mitzvah. But I have the schus, the one who did the shechita has the schus. What if I shecht a chai v'yoyif? And before I had a chance to do the kisei adam, another person rushes in and he does the kisei adam. So there's nothing left to do. I can't fulfill the mitzvah later on. It's already been in Skak. So the Gemara says that he has to pay me Asar Azul. So the Gemara has in Baba Kama and Daf Tzadik Amud Beis that that penalty of Rabbi Gamliel, that you have to pay Asar Azul if you gamve a mitzvah from someone else, you cheat somebody from the opportunity to perform a mitzvah that they have this chus to do, that penalty applies also to Asher HaNiskal. If the Bez made a Gemara Din on my shore, that it's Chayiv Misa because Hargis Adam, so it's a mitzvah on the Baal HaShor that he should kill the shore. So if anybody else comes and they kill the shore, they don't give me the opportunity to give the skilo. They go ahead and they give the skilo, so they have to pay me the Asar Azul. So those are the three exceptions to the rule. It's an interesting point, what to think about. Manishtana, why should there be three exceptions to the rule? You don't have to have any hezbah, but if you think hard, you can probably come up with a very simple hezbah. Why these three should be exceptions to the rule? Ba'akaponim, there is a din of Goel Adam. By the Ratzech, there is a din. Ahorek, Bein Baharek, the Mezid, Bein Baharek, B'Shegik. It doesn't make a difference. The mitzvah is Biyad Goel Adam. What happens, let's say, if the Gemara has a Lashon later? What happens if the Bezdin is judging whether the Horeg, whether the Ratzech is Chayv Misa or not, and they acquit the Ratzech? They pass from the Ratzech is not Chayv Misa. So the Gemara has a Lashon, Ay Nebach, Chayv said the Goel Adam. The Gemara has a Lashon. Goel Adam lost that. As if it's a din tera bin adam l'chaveiro, the Goel Adam is the Taveya, he's out for blood, and the person who's accused of doing the act of murder, he's the nitva, and it's a case, it's a din tera between the two of them. So if they give him the Oynish Misos, it means the Goel Adam wins. And if they quit the Horeg, so the Gemara calls it a chayv se the Goel Adam, as if it's like a case of dini mamonis, that you have a Taveya and a nitva, that it's a din bin adam l'chaveiro. So Taisus writes there in Baba Kama, Daf Chav Beis, in the name of the Rivot, that there are only two cases that it's Shaykh Bechlal. From all the people who are Chayv Misa, there are only two cases that it's Shaykh to use terminology Bechlal, that is Misa Lazer. All Misa is really Misa Lashamay. Shabbos and Avodah Zorah, and Mechashef Olosechaya, whatever else, all Arayas, everything is Misa Lashamay. The only two that are Misa Lazer are number one, is Rotzeach. Based on the concept of Chayv Se Degoel Adam, these Gemaras. The Goel Adam is collecting on behalf of the Horug. And the other case, the Zokta Rivo, is Edim Zemimim. Our Gemara is Edim Zemimim. Because the Torah says, Basisim Loi Kasher Zomim Lasis Liochim. So it's interesting, if you look, Rabbi Yosef Fengel has in the Gil Yoni HaShas on the first Daf and Makis, he quotes from the Sefer Yireim. He put the Sefer Yireim Zerishin. So Rabbi Lezer Levit, the Talmud Rabbi Natan, raises the question, where does it say in the Chumash, how did the Tanoi know, let's say the witnesses testified falsely that Reuben has to pay Shimon $100. So they're trying to be maps of Reuben $100. So then we're mazing the witnesses, so they pay Reuben $100. Where does it say that they pay Reuven? It says, Vasisim Lokash Zamam Lasis Lachem. Maybe they pay charity. Maybe they pay to the court. It doesn't make any sense. Maybe they pay charity. But they were so used to the Mishnayos. But the Yireim asks, how did the Tanaim know? They had a Kabbalah. How did they know? So the Yireim says, it does lick the Nevet, the Vasisim Lokash Zamam Lasis Liochi. The word liyachiv means that you pay liyachiv. Asisim loy liyachiv. You make him pay liyachiv kashizamam lasais. Not kashizamam lasais liyachiv. Asisim loy liyachiv kashizamam lasais. The liyachiv at the end of the pasuk is the person to whom the payment is made. So this opinion in Taisus, this Rivon Bava Kama holds that not only is that true regarding. Kasha Zamam on Momin, he understands that the same is true regarding Kasha Zamam on Misa. That whenever there's a Kasha Zamam on Misa, the witnesses were attempting to give an Einish Misa to the Eish HaSish, let's say. So then when you mazim them, and they get the Einish Misa, so it's considered as if she's collecting, as if the Eish HaSish was accused of being Mizana, and they were attempting to give her an Einish Misa, so she has the right now to collect, just like they were trying to be mafsid her the ksuba. So you have to pay her the ksuba. You were trying to be mafsid her. So too, you're trying to kill her. So she has the right to collect the nefashis. Usually nefashis is lashamayim. It doesn't make any sense to say the terminology nefashis lazeh. But there are two cases where it really is nefashis lazeh. So the Rivor says, and the din really is like Rav Yosef says, that whenever it's momen lazeh and nefashis lazeh, you don't apply the rule of kam lebe derab minei. So that's the Hezbar and our Gemara. Edim zaymim is really miso lazeh. So since it's miso lazeh, v'tashlum lazeh, the din of kam lebe derab minei doesn't apply. So li'olam should have been the same in Baba Kama also. If you have hoyek dikof esloi, what did Gemara have? I burned down a barn. And there was a tremendous hefsid. The barn was destroyed and the behemoth, everything that was there was destroyed. And there was a person who was tied up who was burnt to death. And I knew all about it. So I get misa for killing the person. And I don't have to pay for any of the hefsid mamon. A serv gedisha shel chaveiroi doesn't pay for the hefsid mamon if somebody got killed. So the Gemara says, ma'u detenu, one might have thought that misa lazeh v'tashlum lazeh. There's no conflict with the rabbi. I should get the Yiddish misa and the chiyuv mamon also. Kamash Malon, the Gemara says that you don't say like that. What do you mean you don't say? I in Agmar state that you do say. So the Riva finishes the story. He says, we didn't finish the whole story. There are two cases from all the Chagim Misa Bezna. There are only two cases that you can call Misa Lazeh. One is Eidim Zanimin, that's Agmar. And whatever it's Misa Lazeh, Tashlum Lazeh, you don't say Kam Levi Deramine. The other case is Retzeach, which is truly Misa Lazeh. It's considered as if the Haru is collecting the Oynish Misa, as if the Goel Adam collects the Oynish Misa from the Horeg on behalf. The Goel Adam is collecting on behalf of the Horeg. But the punchline in Baba Kama, the reverse of the punchline is that everyone who, let's say if I take a gun and I walk and I shoot somebody, so I'm a Retzeach, and the Oynish Misa is to the Horeg, but as I was about to kill the Horeg, I had a status of a roedif, and a roedif is nital atzilu benafsha. Anyone has the right and the obligation to kill me in order to save his life. So that's only attempted murder. So the attempted murder, for attempted murder, you're going to say it's misa lazeh. The horug has a right to collect. Zok derivonei. That's misa lashamayim already. So every rotzeach, true rotzeach, has this point in common with the edim zaymimim that it's misa lazeh. And whenever it's misal azeh, the tashlum azeh, kamlevi the rabbinay, doesn't apply. You get both the yoinish misa and the yoinish mamon. But in every case of rotzeach, there's also another misa. There's a misa lashamayim. The second before he pulls the trigger, as he's about to do the act of misa, he's a roedif. So attempted murder, you can't say is a misa azeh. I didn't do it. I wasn't mafsid the horeg yet. I didn't make any hefsid. It's just attempted murder. So attempted murder is nitan latzila benafsha. So that's called misa lashamayim. So that's why the Gemara comes to the conclusion of Baba Kama, that that's not a good case of Misa Lazeh. Ma'u detainments, Misa Lazeh, v'tashlum lazeh, kam levi derabim shouldn't apply. Kamash malon, that every case of Retzeach is also a Reidef, and every Reidef is Misa Lashamayim. And the Misa Lashamayim brings back the din of kam levi derabim. So Blyp, that there's only one case in the whole wide world, that's our Gemara. There's only one case where it's truly Misa Lazeh, v'tashlum lazeh, that's Kasha Zama. That's the Shita Sarivor. That's how the Rivor read the Gemara. This Rivor, we happen not to pass like the Rivor. Halacha l'maaseh, we pass not like the Rivor. How do I know? The din is, let's say there's a sichsach Reuven and Shimon. I say you owe me $500,000, you cheated me, whatever, and you say that it's a lie, it's not true, whatever, a sichsach. So we go to a din Torah, we have to bring witnesses. So the din is that kroivim are not kosher ladies. What's his kroivim? So there are two kinds of kroivim. Kroivim means either the two witnesses are kroivim zelazeh, the two brothers are the first cousins, or son, father and a son, an uncle and a nephew, kroivim zelazeh. Then there's another din, even if the two witnesses are not kroivim zelazeh, one or both of the witnesses is related to one of the two parties, related to one of the two baledvarim. So who are the two baledvarim? The taveya is one baldover, and the nitva is the other baldover. So it does make a difference whether the one who's related to me says that I am chayiv mamon or I'm not chayiv mamon. It does make a difference. So the one who's related to the nitva says that he is chayiv mamon. It doesn't matter whether he's testifying in his behalf or against him. That's the halacha. Whoever is a korev to the baldover is postulated. So what about, let's say, by an act of ritzicha, by a murder? The witness, one of the witnesses, or both of the witnesses, is related to the one who is, one whom they claim is the murderer. So if he's a korev to the baldover, he's postulated. What if you have kroive hanirtzach? What if one or both of the witnesses happen to be related to the horuk, to the victim, to the man who's dead? Do you really consider it that it's like the Rivosa, that it's Taka Misa Lazeh, that the Chiyuv Misa is collected by the Goel Adam? This whole fantastic story sounds a little like a fantasy. Fantastic. That the Goel Adam, so Losh and Gemara, Chayv said the Goel Adam, the Goel Adam is collecting the Einish Misa on behalf of the Horuk. That's how you take it literally. So the Horuk is really the Baldover, the two Baldovarim. There's the Rotseach and the Nirtzach. So it's like a Dintara bin Adam HaChaver, Tavein and Nitva. So anyone, just like anybody who is a Korav to the Ratzeach would be postulated. So anyone who is a Korav to the Nirtzach will also be postulated. So the Ramban Chosha Mishpat and Hilchaseidus quotes a Mordechai, who says, I think it's a Mordechai Baba Kama, who says that Krovi HaNirtzach Sherim Lohoid Neged HaRatzeach. I don't know, what is the Ramo quote? It doesn't come up. Halacha l'maisa b'zman hazeh. What's the nafkamina? But that's what the Ramo quote, halacha l'maisa. It says, we paskin against this Rivo. The Rivo holds that the Horog is considered the Toveya. And the Goel Adam comes to be Toveya as if he's the representative. As if he has a harshah, as if he's coming to represent the Horog, to collect the Oynish Nisa on behalf of the Horog. See, this whole idea is not accepted. There are more paskins la'alocha against it. It's interesting, though, the Mishnah in Makkos has a din. In the first pair of the Mishnah, Makkos has a dispute between Machlekes, hard to say Machlekes, a dispute between the Zdukim and the Prushim. So the Tzedukim, Hayu Omrim, the Tzedukim used to say that the only time the witnesses get Kasha Zamam is when they actually gave the Yoinish Misa to the man. Because it says, Nefesh B'Nefesh, Ayin B'Yayin, Nefesh B'Nefesh. Huh? And if they didn't yet give the Yoinish Misa to the... They never gave the Yoinish Misa to the victim, then there's no din of Kasha Zamam. And we hold that that's not so. That not only is that not so, fakir, the opposite, that if Hargu, ain't erogim. If they already did give the Einish Misa to the Nidon, then there's no din of Kasha Zama. And the Mishnah says, because it says, Lasisim la Kasha Zama, Lasis lachiv, Bizman Shachiv Kayim. The mashmos of the word lachiv is, Bizman Shachiv Kayim, that is still alive. So the Rishonim are bothered with a Kasha, what the word ochiv always means, the Ritvo and others ask a Kasha. And a lot of Achronim discuss the Kasha. I mean, the word ochiv in Tanakh always has to refer to a living person. It says by Yibum. It says that if there are two brothers, Keshvach miyachdav, meisachad mehem, and he left no children, so you have to be miyabein, the living brother, the surviving brother has to do Yibum. Laman hokim shem li ochiv. So shteit beferes, that the word ochiv applies to a dead brother also. A dead person is also called ochiv. So how does the Gemara know? How does the Mishnah say over here, Vasisim la kashazam, lasis lochim means bizman shachiv kayim? That's a kasha that the Rishonim and Achronim has the kasha. So the simple teretz, perhaps is that there by the parsha of Yibum, they're brothers. They might be literally brothers. So their brother is also called a brother. But here by kashazam, lasis lochim, obviously they're not brothers. How can you, the Bezin is not going to accept testimony they won't accept my testimony for or against my brother. So obviously we're not brothers. So what does it mean, achiv? Achiv b'mitzvus. It means achayi. Achiv b'mitzvus. But once he dies, he's no longer achiv b'mitzvus. So when did the Chazal understand achiv has to mean b'zman she'achiv kayam, when it's not talking about a brother, it's not talking about a blood relative, it's talking about nochayid. So nochayid, one says gestorben, says nishken yid, he says bechlal nishken mensch. As opposed to the parsha of Yimur, it's talking mamish about a brother, it's a relative. So of course he say that you can refer to him as a brother, even if he's not alive. That's the pashtus. That's, I think, the Ritvo, the Rashash. A few Rishonim and Acharonim give that answer. They testified that someone deserves an oinish malchus. They said that somebody did malocha on Yom Tov, but they said that somebody ate macholos asus, and the bezin listens, and they make a gemar din, and they give him the yoinish malchus, and after they already finished, give him a week or two later, after they gave him the yoinish malchus, then we realize that the first pair of Edom, a mamish lying, were mazim the first pair of Edom. So would you give the punishment of malchus to the first kateidim? Would you say, basisim loy kashazamam lasus liochiv, do you give him the yoinish malchus or not? So the Ravid says, no, kashazamam loy kashirosam. The Rambam says, yes, you do give. So there's a long famous Rav Chaim in the end of the Sefer Chedusha, Rav Chaim al Rambam. How does the Rambam distinguish between Misa and Malkus? How come by Misa the Rambam holds Kasher Zama v'lo Kasher Osa? How come by Malkus, why doesn't the Rambam hold Kasher Zama v'lo Kasher Osa by Malkus? So some say Kusha may correlate, some are not bothered to hold Kasher. The Rambam understood the Mishnah Kipshuta. There is no din like Rashi.
Mari, Mario, the Lams, the Sies, and the Achars, no, we had in a hope, so it's only we. See, no, but there is Nicky, well, maybe then it's like Nicky, the Peter Galesi, her high on the bond, but she was his own hand. Give up, this more on the surface. No, you said, give up, that's it, if it's not, give it up, but give up, see if it up. So, it's a if it's not, that's it up. If it's not, you said, not this year, if it's not, that's it, if it's not enough, then no, there's no way. بعد مساق بعد ماخن متاش بتر فلان مسات ناس سيات قد نيك يا جدس بعد مساق بعد ماخن ببنز اسمي روم قدس مساق واخن رين دخل اسنين يا سي وار شي يس يش لاو زوك سما شلاخن بد نو بد نيو ارخ قد درو بد مري انا مخل اسنين يا سي وار شي يس تاي يا افر ولي ستاي جيرو تاين بلا ان شوك ان انا اب سي روم قدس بسات اخوض ما بك ياف بد مزاد مساق واخن مري انا مدخل اسنين سواني دلتات بعد مساق بعد ماخن ببرو مكتاد نير بدي عبرد اسي بعد مساق بعد ماخن ببدي اسي كام مرو مكت وصاف براخ نيرين ام بخير اسمين يا بايد نقلوك بصاص نمتاب بشي نيرد موف اسي وصاص قرد اسي دي راو قاعد بير بيت فاين خوتي انا خوتي انا ياسي انا ياسي انا زي سي دوت فاين في مانا دوت يعني انتي بقى اورش تفاين لدس دوت قوانز وليا ينو سيش دي افتاو فتا عايد وارفتي نجيش دي افتاو فتا بيري وارفتي نزي سي دوت في ليفت مفسرية فاهم يوم وصاف براخ نيرين ام بخير اسمين فاخ حساب دي ابو خط طب ساس متاب شري افخام ده زس دي بيعرض شاور دي ابو خط دي بيعرض افخام ما هذا ابو خط طب ساس متاب شري بني دي افخام ما هذا ابو خط دي حساب دي ودي ني قات ني دي حساب دي ابو يعرض ني اخت حساب دي ده دي بيعرض ده ستاند اي جيت فور اكزا دي سيرف ان دي ميش بن زو دو بات ما زو كي دي ري هي اوفن زو دي ام سي وي نو دي ام سي بزس دي بيعرض ابو خط طب ساس متاب شري اس شي زي مين اش بده فلات قادس Das Beste gerne kannst du nicht sehen, das Rohr, Lob und Maas. Das ist nicht, was ich hoffe, Mann, aber das ist nicht, Mann, und ich bin auf der Hitler, das Beste gerne, ich bin sehr, das wird auch. Sidi, ich gebe noch, wo ist das Sidi? Oh, so sind wir auch mal, ja. Sidi, es ist doch gar nicht, nein, das ist nicht, 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 I am the one who is 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 the one Logisch gesagt, nimm Frau Fiam, das ist ja alle in der Nörd, die ist was. Die alle in der Nörd, die nimm Frau Fiam, das ist nicht, die ist ein Beispiel, ach, und so wieder mal sie ist es nicht. Ja, ihr Rotz, wo hast du es? Ich bin auch sehr oft, das ist ein Moment, der ging nicht mehr. Mama, wir sind hier gesit, Mama, wir lassen uns ein Gott sein, der wir wird. Mama, wir sind ein Gesam, der wir wird. Ich bin auch der wir wird, das ist ein Buch, du Kopf. Oh, so ist mir Kopf, ich rede nicht, denn das auch gibt, oh, toll, ich das auch. Hier, oh, schlau, das ist nicht auf den Weg, der wir kosten, das ist nicht auf den Weg, der wir kosten, das ist nicht auf den Weg, der wir kosten, das ist nicht auf den Weg, der wir kosten, das ist nicht auf den Weg, der wir kosten, das ist nicht auf den Weg, Und man muss gebrauchen, aber auch an ihm, weil es die Scheibe immer muss, die aber die sind nicht an dem Hilfe. Und sie sind nicht an der Rösche, du willst auch an der Fehler des Rösche, die Bagel der Wort, aber sie ist noch nicht. Genau, Das kann mir nicht mehr so sein. Das ist schwach, dass es ist. Aber ich bin. Wo wird das hier schon wieder nicht genau gesagt? Mama, so schwach, dass es ist. Er soll es schaffen. So, na Mama, bis jetzt noch nicht mehr. Nicht was immer. Du willst machen, nicht mehr. Ja, na Mama, wir machen mit mir random. So, wie nennt man sich Oh, wie gut. Mama, so schwach gegen mich, war random so rosh, aber wie noch, bis es hier ist das. In der Hoffnung, an alle Dramen gehen aus mit rosh, an alle Dramen, hey, bin auch gewendet mit das. So, auf der rosh, schul, jetzt mit der Zille, jetzt aber alle, jetzt nur, jetzt nur, jetzt. Ne, Mama, rosh, Allah, das ist fam, die dich nicht auch schnell, mal so schwach, das ist der, der ist nicht hier. Und Mama, rosh, du, Rosh, but there was a lot of Ibrahim, this family even asked me this, all the way that there's no reason. And the Zambu, as there's no reason, not the sauce, and the Lakhzin, not Rosh, not Rosh, not Rosh, is in the heavy ambit. Rosh, that he'll fall for the outfit sets, isn't it? We're still this. Oh, not the sauce, and the leaks, they get in the sauce. Lakhzin, not Rosh, 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 not Schön, ich habe schon mit der Leibe gesehen, aber ich sage, ich bin mir so der Seine. Ja, ich war der Seine. Still, I will not serve the dan as a dog, right here. Still, I will send the foot me. In the name of the still living, the making serve the dog. It's a tradition that curves the Machtasha, and we know was. He looked more than I get out of the serve the dan did it, Machtasha, don't did it, or she would undid it, no one did not as any of them, no one did it. I need a lesson, I see this. Tradition over at Chamas, Michael City, tradition over it, the story, the way I must in this, if I had the life, he didn't make no gift with us. Das ist auch schade, wenn man sich eigentlich nicht in den Ansehen beugt. Darauf bleibt es doch, was man sich eigentlich...